You did not fall asleep and miss the entire summer. And now it's September and the Lions are playing. No, it's just that OTAs, the mini camps.
I ran into Alex yesterday and I had to pull him away from his big crowd.
Yes. We thought we'd just say hello to Alex and set things up for the big year coming up. How you doing, Alex?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Long time no talk.
Good to hear your voice.
You got the voice of a father that is not sleeping through the night.
Yeah. How rested you sound.
Yeah, well, we're actually doing pretty decent now. It's only took about 5 months, but we're rolling now.
Right. Good for you.
Congratulations to you and your wife and your family. So the excitement level for the Lions on the outside is as high as I've ever seen it in all the years that I've been here. What's it like on the inside?
You know, it's funny. I feel like we're comfortable in, you know, who we are and you know, with the excitement and all the talk, and you know, that kind of just shows me that you know, it's not too big for us, and we have a lot of expectations, and we just have a bunch of guys that are ready to live up to that and play well.
But you've gone into seasons before and mini camps before, and the idea of making a playoff game was a goal. You know, it was like, I wonder if we can do that this year. Now you've jumped that from playoff game to playoff win to home playoff win to NFC championship, and everybody's talking about this is a Super Bowl year. Isn't there a huge difference between, you know, going into mini camps or going into a preseason hoping that you can break the curse of making a playoff game versus expecting to go to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, I think it's nice to get that monkey off, you know, the organization's back. But, yeah, the Super Bowl is the ultimate goal. And, you know, if you're not thinking about that being the end goal, then, you know, you're not really, you know, you're not thinking as a true competitor. And, you know, as an NFL player, that's how it should be. And, you know, those are the expectations every year, is to win a Super Bowl.
Right. Mm. Now, the defense got a lot better on paper, a lot of rookies. Some free agent and people brought in via, you know, the front office. How do you feel the defense has improved?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was definitely some areas of need, and they definitely got addressed. I know, you know, we traded for Carlton Davis in Tampa. You know, we drafted a corner first and second round in the draft. You know, we brought in some Marcus Davenport, DN, who, you know, just has to, you know, put a healthy season together, but he has all the talent in the world. You know, and DJ Reader in the middle, in the interior, and, you know, just guys that have played together and played a while in the NFL and, you know, play the right way and are a good culture fit for us. So, you know, I think that all that, like what I just said, is definitely going to make our defense better, not just on paper, but in play.
Has Jack Campbell smiled yet?
Yeah, I've been trying to work my charm on him and, you know, get him to open up more. And, he did pictures for media day, and I just saw the Lions posted some on Instagram of him. So he did at least did that.
All right, well,
that's a start. Yeah. Of course, most of us do that in second grade when they come around with photographers. But does it feel like for the first time that the Lions are deep, you know, in most every position? Because that seems to me a big change. You know, like, there have been years where they've had good players before, but you look behind the good starter and you're like, boy, I hope that guy doesn't get hurt. But that's
right.
Not
yeah.
Really the case anymore.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's definitely a tell of a good team. And, you know, in the NFL, it's a war of attrition. And, you know, usually the healthiest team is who's the best. But if you have good depth and, you know, players that have experience on, you know, the first and second string, you really don't have, you know, major concerns. Obviously, you don't want a starter to get hurt because that's your best player. But at the same time, you have a more than serviceable person behind them.
Yeah. So now you get a break before training camp. Is that the next? Is that the next red letter date?
Yep. July 23rd is the report day. So up until then, I don't know how many weeks that is, but, you know, just make the most of this time and spend time with family. But obviously, yeah, you have to, this is when the training, you know, ramps up a little bit for, you know, all the players across the league.
It was like the end of summer camp out yesterday, Mitch. The last play they did before they left, they had Dan Skipper catching punts, and that was the last play. And I was like, this is like, does it feel like the end of camp for you guys?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, no matter how old you get or what or whatnot, maybe it's just football players being immature. But, you know, we all have an inner child inside of us, and yes, I guess that was just that happening.
Yes, when linemen start becoming punt returners, it's time to call off practice. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it's great to hear your voice, Alex. Congratulations on the growing family. Enjoy the next 7 weeks of sleep, because that'll be the last time you get good sleep for a little while. But we look forward to speaking with you every Monday during the season, and we're happy that you and the Lions are returning. We're really looking forward to it.
For sure. Awesome, guys. Good talking to you.
Alex Anzalone here on 760 WJR.